Support for the Lyric Stage is provided in part by you, the listeners of the Classical Network. Go to WWFM.org to become a member or renew your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network, WWFM.org. And thank you. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Stage. I'm Mike Hara. Since the Abbé Prévost wrote his novel in 1731 about Manon Lescaut and her lover Des Grieux, the story of love at first sight, their brief period of happiness, Manon's betrayal, Des Grieux's forgiveness, and their defeat by forces beyond their control, this story has inspired many retellings, including three operas, by Daniel Auber in 1856, unknown and not performed today, and those of Massenet in 1884 and Puccini in 1893. This week we have highlights of Puccini's version. Mario Delmonico and Renata Tebaldi are featured as the lovers in this 1954 recording, with Francesco Molinari Pradelli conducting the orchestra of the Academy of St. Cecilia of Rome. We begin as the lovers are about to meet.
Sai tu bionda stella, dillo a me, palesatemi il destino per divino viso ardente che m'innamori, che io me che adori eternamente. Giovinetta vaga e vezzosa dalla brosa che m'aspetta sei tu bruna stella di nome.
Or che se dammi gelo e le prego mi capo e cospiranti contro il fato vinceremo.
Disdegno melanconico. Thank you. Thank you. vecchio maledetto non t'abbia più.
Il vostro volto lo splendido che ti aspira, non lo lascerà sul posto. eterna crudel. Pazienza ancor. La guardia la fra poco monterà dal cielo che compra. Pazienza ancor.
L'attesa m'accora. La vita mia la.
Intanto con gli amici là il colpo tenterò. Ma no, all'alba libera farò.
Io al destino mi tratto vivo.
Enough! popolar le Americhe, giovinotto desiate. Ebben, sia pur, via mozzo,
we'll be right back.
Manon dies in the arms of her lover Des Grieux in a desert near New Orleans, according to the libretto, and if not geographically accurate, it nonetheless gets the bleakness of the setting across. Renata Tebaldi was Manon Lescaut, and Mario De Monaco sang Des Grieux in the first of their many recordings together, this from 1954. Others in the cast included Mario Borielli and Fernando Carena. Francesco Molinari Pradelli conducted the orchestra and the chorus of the Academy of St. Cecilia in Rome. Manon Lescaut was Puccini's first successful opera, and while the libretto has holes in it, for example, we never see the lovers happy in Paris together, the strength of a passionate love story is there in every note, and very well served by all concerned in this recording. I'm Mike Hara, and thanks for being with us this week on the Lyric Stage. You can help to support the Lyric Stage by becoming a member or renewing your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network at wwfm.org, and thank you. The Lyric Stage is a production of WWFM, the Classical Network.